Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for being here with me, Melanie Daniels. Today, we are going to have Mondays with Melanie. We're going to have live mini readings. We're going to limit one question per caller just to give everyone a fair chance to get some questions in. And if at all possible, can we just limit the questions in regards to like love lives? Sometimes some of the information I get that comes through, I don't really feel comfortable sharing it live on the radio show. That would be something more to possibly send me a message here and contact me for more of a private reading. Let's just keep this real fun, lighthearted. Let's just have fun. We're going to jump right into this and get on with our first caller. Hi, you're live with Melanie.
Melanie, hi, this is Donna. My question is, I have a friend that lives in Florida, and her friend's father, who lives in my town on the West Coast, is going to be needing some home health care, and he wanted the son to do it, but he's not going to do it. So when he gets back from Bali in a month, he said he'd give his dad my phone number, and I wanted to know if you see me working for him or if some other employment's going to come up.
I'm not sure. I do feel that within the next 3 to 4 weeks, you're going to be working. Have you already done provider work? Because I feel like this is something that you are very comfortable with.
Right, I am. Yes. I've done a lot of it.
Yeah, I think this is going to be something that happens for you. I feel really good about it. Because are you also going to be, you're going to be like the main provider for this person as far as housekeeping, cooking, things of that nature. Because I feel like this person has a specific diet that they're going to have to follow. Yes, I do feel like that's going to be something very positive for you.
Oh, good. Okay. So it'll be like another job coming up or the one with the connection in Florida, do you think?
I do feel like it's possibly going to be something in Florida.
No, I mean the connection.
Because
it's here in my town. The father lives in my town, his father, but the friend is in Florida, you know.
Right.
The
I do feel that you're going to be in contact with that son. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, and I do feel like it's going to be very soon, possibly by the end of, like within the next 2 weeks, I feel like. But also, I'm sorry, can you hear me? I'm having some connection issues.
Yes, I can
hear you.
Yes, I can hear you. Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that. Yes, I do feel like this is something that's going to be happening really soon. But I also feel like there's going to be possibly some kind of strict guidelines that you're going to have to go by as far as a diet for this person. I keep getting something about sodium, something about the salt intake to this person.
Oh, okay.
That's just, I'm just getting that. That's going to be something that you'll have to really be careful with.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that answers your question, and thank you so much
for
calling in.
Very much. Thank you, Melanie.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Again, I want to apologize. I have the most horrible connection with this internet here at my location. If you can't hear me well, please let me know. But we're going to move right on to the next caller. Hi, caller. You're live with Melanie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. How are you?
I am great. Thank you. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I'm just calling in to do a little mini reading on my relationship. We're a long distance, and I want to know, what do you see for us?
I can say for something like that, as far as like a psychic answer for that, I don't feel comfortable with giving you a psychic answer for that. I'm going to say that for a long distance relationship, just in general, it takes both parties to give and be an active participant in the give and take of that. That is very hard. And okay. If it's something that you truly want and this other person wants, you will find a way to make it work. I would just say keep very open communication, keep it very honest, and it'll happen for you. I feel like, you know, as long as you keep it on a main priority, keep the open communication, keep everything positive, then I do feel like that's going to be something beneficial for you.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Hi, you're live with Melanie. Do you have a question for me today?
Hi, Melanie. Yes, I've been working on a temporary job. It's a temp to perm assignment, and they want to hire me permanently. Do you see that happening soon?
Is it something with keeping books?
No.
It's nothing with you're keeping files, you're doing like data entry?
No. But it is office work. It's office work. I've been there, and they want to hire me permanently, but I just wanted a confirmation from you.
I do see you in an office setting. I say give it a go. You know, you never know until you try. And I did immediately see you in an office setting. I do feel like the position that you're being offered right now might not possibly be where you stay, though. You might end up moving to a different position, but still in this company.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great. Does that sound good?
Yes,
all right,
thank
you so much.
Bye.
Hi, you're live with Melanie. Do you have a question for me today?
Hi, Melanie. Yes. Well, I was going to ask a different question, but since you're wanting to concentrate on love, I would like to know what's coming for me.
Oh, well, are you currently in a relationship? I was going to try to steer clear of the relationship questions, but we'll address this one.
No, I'm
are you
not
currently
in,
a relationship?
No.
Because I'm actually, I'm not feeling anything really for several months. I'm going to say closer to the end of summer, going into fall, you might be meeting someone that piques your interest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my heart, I have not been thinking about love at all. I've been pretty much with family issues. My sister's in a nursing home, and my main concern is that she's going to remain there, you know, for the rest of her life. That'll be her last destination.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't want her to be moved around anymore.
Right.
She just got into a brand new one, and I'm hoping she's going to remain there so that I can live out the rest of my life in peace. I need peace. I need to disconnect myself.
Yeah. Again, I'm very sorry to hear that about your sister. And I do feel that something is going to come into your life more in the fall months, and it's actually going to be possibly something that completely catches you off guard.
Oh.
I do feel like you're going to find a place of peace very soon. And if I may suggest, to help you with that, you might want to try to do some meditation, just something to kind of clear your mind of all the clutter and the chaos of all the stress that you're under.
Yeah,
it really does
help.
It really does.
I,
I did start that last night. I looked up some videos to meditate and also to lower my blood pressure, because my blood pressure went up, and there's a lot of different meditations and mudras you can do to lower your blood pressure pretty quickly. So that's pretty relaxing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I really push meditation for everyone, children to the elderly. It is a truly amazing free gift that we could give ourselves.
Yeah, that way, well, I don't get on medication.
Right, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for your
and
reading.
I'll keep you in my prayers for your sister. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. If anyone would like to hurry and call in, the phone number for that is area code 516-418-5416. I am live here for the next 18 minutes. If you can't catch me on here live, you can look me up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram and message me directly through there, and we can set you up for any type of reading.
Hi,
caller. Are you there?
Victoria? Yes. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Victoria. I just wanted to ask you, do you see Jeff coming back into my life?
Well, I can say I see him trying. I'm not real sure that you're real sure about having him back in your life. Is the feeling that I'm getting personally here. But I do feel like there's going to be some kind of touch and go situation that comes up within the next few weeks. Yes.
Oh, really? That soon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Because we haven't talked.
I don't know if you've had.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I don't feel like. When you disconnected from this person, or if that was recent, I don't feel like that was a complete disconnect between the two of you. I don't know if your ties go way back, but I do feel like he's going to be in contact with you.
Right. Yeah, because we kind of stopped talking. We stopped talking in December. But I've known him for like a year and a half now. I've known him for a little while now. But just like you said, I feel like even though we haven't talked since December, I still feel that connection. And I mean, on my end, I mean, I don't know about him, how he's feeling, but I could speak for myself. But what do you feel like, even though we haven't spoken, how he's been kind of feeling about everything?
I feel like he's going to get in contact with you almost in the beginning, like he's just touching base with an old friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, right, it's going to be just light, checking in, how you doing, been thinking about you, maybe, you know, can we go out for drinks, can we go out, you know, grab something to eat, something like that, and then, you know, from there, take it how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go with your feelings.
Yeah, go with my gut. Do you think, like, if I were to kind of rekindle things with him, that it would, you know, him and me would have a good relationship? Because I've always felt that, but I think he's been very focused on career.
Scared. Yeah, I think he's not so much looking for settle down, make a family. I think he's more, like you said, work-oriented, but it might be time that he's feeling like he wants to settle down, you know?
Oh, you feel that? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I feel like very, very soon he's going to end up possibly getting in contact with you. And I don't feel like it's really going to be through a phone call. I feel like it's going to be through a text or a message or something like that, you know, like Messenger on Facebook.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And another thing is last January, he took a job promotion in California. I don't know if he's really happy there. Do you see him moving back to Connecticut? That's where I'm from. That's been also a factor in all of this.
You know, I think he likes it there. Yeah, I think he likes it there. You never know. You might be moving there.
Hmm. Okay. Is that kind of like up in the air, though, for him, or is he kind of
I'm thinking
unsure?
He pretty much likes it there. I don't feel him leaving there unless it's like for a visit. I don't feel that he is going to be moving from there. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that gives you some kind of insight to how you want to handle things. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, the number to call in is area code 516-418-5416. If you don't catch me on here live, you can look me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Message me through any one of those outlets, and I can set you up for a little mini reading there. Also, if anyone is calling in from an anonymous number, I will not be taking those phone calls. So we'll take the next caller here. Hi, caller. You're live with Melanie. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes. Hello. My name is Donna. I didn't know you weren't taking any relationships. I was just wondering, do you see a relationship in my life anytime soon?
Do you not have... Are you recently out of a relationship?
About 8 months ago, separated, yes. And then, you
and
know,
have
the
you not
of,
have... Ma'am, I'm sorry, I could barely hear you.
Oh, yeah, in the midst of a divorce and everything, I'm going to school and, you know, over that and kind of, moving on.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have any love interest, serious love interest, till possibly the latter part of this year.
Okay.
I think I see you more focused on stabilizing yourself. I don't see any love interest just right at this time.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
We only have about 10 more minutes here. So we're going to take one or two more callers as long as time allows. Hi, caller. You're live with Melanie. Do you have a question for me today?
Good morning, Melanie. Yes, I do have a question. I'm planning a local move around April 1st. Do you pick up any information regarding it?
Are you moving into a bigger house or something?
A bigger apartment than the
house.
One I have now. No,
yes.
I'm not planning a house now.
Is it brick? I see brick.
I haven't located the apartment yet, so maybe it will be a big apartment. I don't know.
Right. Well, I see you moving. Yes, is that what you're asking? Or do I see you moving?
Yes, and whether
and it is going to be into something bigger.
Great.
Ma'am?
And I will be happy to. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
Hi, caller. You're live with Melanie. Do you have a question for me today?
Yes, I do. What do you see in terms of my career?
Career?
Yes.
Are you currently in school?
I'm taking a class, one class.
Mm. I'm not real sure. All I'm seeing is that either you're going to be taking more classes or you're going to have to take a particular class, another class besides the one that you're in, for the job that you're looking to get. I don't feel like you have enough credits or schooling yet under your belt. Does that make sense to you? I feel like you're still going to need some classes.
Well, I'm doing a lot of research right now and things like that, but it's not more like,
I'm sorry, you're cutting in and out.
No, I'm saying I'm doing a lot of research right now. Maybe that's what you're seeing.
Right. I'm not seeing you in a job. I am seeing you doing some schooling.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you so much for calling in. I think we have time for one or two more callers. Hi, caller, you're live with Melanie. Do you have a quick question?
Yes, I do, Melanie. I'm planning a trip to Arkansas in May, and I was just wondering how you saw that going.
Is it to take care of some personal business with family?
No, it isn't.
For whatever is there some issue with family surrounding you going on this trip?
Not at all. No, it's meeting a group of people for an event.
Oh. I don't know if I'm feeling like, I don't know if I'm picking up, if you're nervous, there's some kind of almost like anxious, I keep wanting to say the word animosity. I don't know. Are you going to be flying on this trip?
Yes, I am.
Are
By
you
myself.
Nervous about the flying?
No, not at all. I like flying. No, the whole trip was going to go because I'm doing this on my own.
Right, so you don't have people who are worried about you going and doing this?
Well, maybe my husband, but he's not expressing that. It could be.
Because are you meeting someone for the first?
Right.
Meeting here.
So you're breaking up.
I'm sorry. I feel like there's somebody who's worried about this, and it quite possibly could be your husband. I do feel like it's going to be a good trip. I feel like you're going to be connecting with someone. Is this relatives that you're meeting up with? You said no?
No, not at all. No, it's a group of people I never met before. Yeah, it's actually going to a crystal quest. We're digging crystals in Arkansas.
Oh, well, then quite possibly you're going to strike up a relationship with possibly someone on here that you're going to have a relationship with them after this. That's going to be almost like family. Have you ever met up with somebody and, you know, you meet them for the first time, but you feel like you've known them your whole life?
Oh yes, I have.
That's what I feel like. This is, you're going to be meeting some people like this, at this destination on this trip. I do feel like, and maybe it is your husband that I'm picking up on that just has maybe some fear about you going and, you know, meeting up with strangers. I mean, who wouldn't? But I do feel like it's going to be a really good, fun trip. Sounds exciting.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Good luck on your trip.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I think we have just enough time for one more caller. Hi, caller. You're live on the air with Melanie. We only have about 4 minutes. Do you have a question?
I'm so grateful I got disconnected and called back. Yes, I'm very concerned about work. I've not been able to find jobs. I do house cleaning and elder care and so on. I'm hoping to get more house cleaning. I'm having a hard time with rent and finances. I'm very, very concerned. And
well, actually, have you looked into possibly cleaning some office spaces? Because I just particularly saw you cleaning up around some cubicles.
Okay, that's a possibility. I have looked into that somewhat, but I mainly need to do cash business, and it works best, you know, through private homes.
I'm not picking up anything about doing any caregiving. I'm only seeing something about cleaning around the cubicles. But at the same time, you might be able to work out something with them where they pay you cash. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. Do you see anything coming soon?
Yes. I do feel like the office cleaning is going to be very soon, because I got that straight away, and it was very a very clear picture that I saw.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
We have like 2 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and hurry up and try to take one more caller here. Hi, caller. You're live with Melanie. You only got 2 minutes. Do you have a quick question?
Yes. Just a little similar with the previous caller. I'm looking for a job. Do you see anything regarding that?
I don't know if you've been looking into doing something as far as like clerical, or if you've been to like a job fair, but I feel like you should look into it's some kind of temp to hire, or almost like an unemployment office kind of thing. I feel like that's going to be your best bet, because I don't feel anything popping up immediately. What I see is you sitting down somewhere and you are just filling out a questionnaire about yourself so that someone else can help you get a job.
Okay, do you see that happening quickly?
Yes, ma'am. If you haven't already been there, then you're going to be going there soon.
I've done a job fair already.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in engineering and program management, so...
It might be calling you back to get a little more in-depth information about you to fit in the right job. I hope that answered your question. I don't mean to cut you off, but I am getting accused.
Yeah.
The show's fixing to end. Thank you so much for calling
in. I'll call back. Thank you.
I hope that everyone was happy with their insight today. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to be having some guest speakers later on. Keep looking for the live update. If you weren't able to get a reading today, you can look me up on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under either Psychic Medium Melanie Daniels or Medium Melanie Daniels, and you can direct message me through there. Thank you so much for calling in today. This was so much fun with you guys, and I look forward to speaking with you again.